This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org. and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Are you the parent of a teenager? Did you know the mental health of teenagers has sharply declined in the last 25 years, and the chances that 15-year-olds will have behavioral problems such as lying, stealing, and being disobedient have more than doubled? Boys are more likely to exhibit behavioral problems, and girls are more likely to suffer emotional problems. The rate is higher for emotional problems, now running at 1 in 5 of 15-year-old girls. My guest today is Jerome Parker from Elevate International, and their mission is to transform and equip the urban community to impact culture, one youth, one family, one generation at a time. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Jerome.
Thanks, Vance. Appreciate you having me on.
I'm excited to have you, man. Jerome, what is Elevate International?
Well, Elevate International, we're a nonprofit organization. We're a parachurch organization. And what we do, man, we want to come alongside churches, schools, community, outreach centers, or whatever the case may be. And we want to help them elevate this generation of young people into servant leaders. And so we've been doing youth camps and mentorship programs for about the last 13 years. And so, you know, it keeps growing and expanding. And so we're just super excited.
Man, I'm excited to hear it because I've been seeing the website, hearing big things about Elevate International. How do churches get involved with you? What are you hearing? Let me back up and slow down. What are some of our youth going through when you're going into these churches? Because you heard me say 1 in 5 of 15-year-old girls are dealing with emotional problems. What kind of youth are you working with?
Man, we work with youth of all scopes and all walks of life. We have a large church base. We are involved in schools as well. But what we're seeing, man, is it's not like it was, you know, even 10 years ago. Kids are going through grown-up, you know, problems, real problems, real issues. And so what you talked about, the statistic with the girls, a lot of it stems from fatherlessness. You know, a lot of it stems from just a misinterpretation of their identity and who they are. And so we find that whenever a child or even a person, an adult, when they don't know who they are, then it just opens the door for, you know, all other kind of things and influences to take root in their lives.
So when some of the youth come to you and they're dealing with issues, how do you go about what you do? How does Elevate International operate? What happens when a youth comes to the program for the first time?
So when they come for the first time, we try to be kind of incognito, kind of, you know, stealth a little bit, you know. We are big, huge proponents of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We love Jesus Christ through and through. We believe he is the answer to any problem that we have. But we don't necessarily lead that way. And so we introduce, you know, our programs to kids. We just try to get where they are and try to be relevant to what they're dealing with. I think that if you address the problems that kids are having and that they're dealing with, you automatically get their attention. And so a big way that we do that is through music. You know what I mean? We've partnered with some gospel hip hop artists and things of that nature. And then just, you know, being a little swaggy, just getting in their world. You know what I mean? Being able to talk their lingo and things of that nature. And so once we get their attention, then that kind of paves the way for us to ask questions. Hey, you know, how's school? How are things going at home? You know, if you were to die today, what, you know, where would you go? You know what I mean? And we just kind of progress that way. But we just want to let kids know that they are loved, that they matter, and that we're here for them.
And when churches call, and like you say, schools call, how do they get in contact with you to say, hey, bring your services here? What about if a church already have a youth program? Do you still go alongside them, or you start youth programs?
Well, we definitely, that's one of the things that we love to do is churches that have a youth ministry, we want them to help. We want to help take it to the next level. You know what I mean? And then if they don't have one, then, you know, we have some tools and resources to get them, you know, more acclimated to serving the youth in their church and their community and things of that nature. But that's kind of like that's our niche. We feel like, you know, God has really graced us to reach this generation right where they're at in a relative, impactful, you know, type of way. And so sometimes it's out of the box, but, you know, whatever it takes to reach those young people.
And I love it early when you said, like, when they come, you guys just stay in the back a little bit, you know, and I love that because sometimes, you know, most of the people, if you know me, you know, Father Matters is faith-based, Christian-based. But if you go to my website, it has nothing about that on the website.
Right.
Okay. Because I believe, you know, I let the light shine.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes if we come in at people, they think it's religious. It's just whatever, you know. And I just like meeting people. I love meeting people where they are. And then after we start doing workshops or trainings or to hear something, they say, okay, that brother got the spiritual side going.
Right.
You know, because it's important. Because, you know, we can know the word, read the word, but are we living it? Are we acting it out?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. And I think that's so perfect. It's like if we're really living this life, it's gonna show up anyway. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so we just try to, like I said, we just try to connect with them where they're at. You know, you just really like, hey, bro, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I heard you listening to that new Drake, you know, but he not as good as, you know, Lecrae or whatever the case.
Right,
and then
right.
You spark up a conversation and it's like, whoa, this guy, he's like, he knows what he's talking about and things of that nature. So, I think that's very important for the body of Christ as a whole. Like we gotta think outside of the box, you know, it can't just be, you know, come to my church or, you know, whatever the case. Like we have to go out into the world where people are hurting and be the salt and light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, salt is not effective if it's not touching the thing that is supposed to be preserving or flavoring.
I love it. And then I always tell people, God didn't say for everybody to go to church. He said everybody in the church is to go out to the world.
Exactly.
You know, and then when you go out into the world, you are the church.
Right.
You know, and then a lot of people in the church, Jerome, I say it a lot when I do speaking engagements, they forgot where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in the church forget every once in a while. Back in the day, they used to sip on a little gin and juice.
Right, exactly.
They used to hit a little weed every once in a while.
Right.
You know, they didn't always have that master's degree or that corporate job, but some of those struggles got you to where you are today. So a lot of us, like, let's not forget where we came from.
Exactly.
You know, and I love with the youth, can you share with me something that, like, with someone, like a testimony from someone who came to you broken, or what were they going through?
Well, we do Camp Elevate every year. That's our signature event. It happens in June, late May, June of every year.
Okay.
But we have these kids every year. It's just these crazy testimonies. So I remember one year there was a kid, he was from the reservation, and he really didn't want to be there. You know what I mean? He was dealing with all kind of stuff. He had, like, just problems with authority. You know, he even verbalized to me. He was like, you know, I don't want to be here. I hate my mom. You know what I mean? We just got in a fight the other day. And so, like, for the first, I would say, day of camp, he just kind of sat in the back with his hands folded, you know what I mean, not really wanting to be a part of things. Not really participating in the field games and the festivities and the concerts and all of that stuff. And by the last day of camp, the third day, we give the kids an opportunity to share their testimonies, like what happened to you during these 3.5 days at camp. So he was one of the first ones. He wanted to get up on stage and grab the mic and tell his story. And, like, there wasn't a dry eye in the whole place, you know what I mean, about 500 youth. And he just began to share, like, you know, because of the love that was showed to him and because his experience, he experienced the presence of Jesus for the first time. And he just began to cry and weep. And you know what I mean? Like, just began to ask God to forgive him for, you know, hating his mom. And just, he really had an experience, a new outlook on life just in those 3.5 days. Man, it's just so, it's so fulfilling and rewarding to be able to see that kind of thing firsthand, you know.
And I love it because a lot of people, you know, need to realize when we're reaching out to help someone to give them a hand up, they want to know, what did you go through to mm-hmm. get to where you are? How did you make it out?
Right.
A lot of people are like, man, I appreciate you got this degree or that degree. But if you haven't been through anything,
right,
you can't do nothing for me. Let me ask you, Jerome, what made you, how did you, why did you get involved with Elevate International?
Man, it's crazy because when I was about 15, mm-hmm. And I remember it was a Saturday. It's like probably the worst Saturday of my life up until that point. And I had failed my driving test, you know, so I couldn't give my temps. I was taking the ACT earlier that day, and, you know, I was stressed out about the test. I think my family was moving that day, and I was just having a bad day for a teenager. And I remember, you know, I wanted to retake my driving test, but I had to wait like 2 weeks. You know, you can't retake it for 2 weeks at that time. And so I just began to, like, just complain to my mom. I'm like, this is not fair, you know. They treating, you know, teenagers this way. It's not fair. We can go to war and die for our country, but we got all these stipulations and nobody. And I just began to express my heart. And I was just saying that, you know, nobody is standing up for young people. Nobody cares about teenagers. And, Vance, I just began to weep and cry, like, uncontrollably. And I'm like, when I grow up, I'm a stand in the gap for young people. I'm a fight for young people. You know, I'm not going to let this kind of stuff keep happening. And I didn't. And my mom is looking at me like, what is happening to my son? You know what I mean? And I didn't fully understand, you know, what was happening or what was going on. But now I do. And so that's where that passion comes from. Like I'm my life, the reason why I'm breathing is to stand in the gap for these young people. There's the fight when nobody else will fight for them. That's my mission. That's my goal. And so that's why I'm involved with Elevate International.
And how did you get connected with him?
Well, Pastor Chad is a good friend of mine. And I've been knowing him since like 2001. And so we were youth pastors here in Phoenix at the same time. And, you know, I just one day he was doing some workshops and needed some help. And I said, sure, I'll come and help. And after that, you know, we just hit it off and played golf together a lot and, you know, different things like that. I won't tell you who won, but,
oh, okay,
you know, you're looking at the guy that won.
Oh, okay. And you know, Pastor Chad's not here to speak for himself, so I give that to you, my man. But I want to get back into, you got some big events coming up in March, a big event coming up in March. I want to talk about that.
Definitely.
You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Jerome Parker from Elevate International. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org. And click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families.
Father Matters presents Boot Camp for New Dads. Come learn the basics of infant care and dad's important role in a baby's life. For more information about the Father Matters Boot Camp for New Dads, visit fathermatters.org. Topics include father's health before and after birth, postpartum care, supporting mom's needs after birth, and much, much more. Boot Camp for New Dads. For more information, visit fathermatters.org. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Mark your calendar for December 2nd for our Job and Training Institute. For registration information, log on to fathermatters.org. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Jerome, March is coming up and you've got a big young adult retreat coming up. Share a little bit about that, my man.
Oh, man, it's an exciting time for us in March, actually March 11th through the 13th. We have our young adult retreat. It's called Elevate Remix. And Remix, it was birthed out of Camp Elevate. We had been doing Camp Elevate for a number of years, and kids were starting to graduate from high school and aging out. And they were like, well, yo, we need something. We still want to, you know, we still want to experience the presence of God. We still want to go up to the mountaintop and, you know, do our thing. And so we came up with Elevate Remix for young adults. And so it is a life-changing experience.
What goes down? What goes down?
Up in Williams, Arizona. So we have a series of workshops, and this year's theme is called The Crossroads, you know. And so we're going to be talking to young people about decision-making, you know what I mean? Do I follow God? Do I not follow God? What does that look like? What does following God cost me? You know, and those sort of things. And then we just have amazing times of worship in our evening services. Man, it's a chance to really build some good relationships with other, you know, young Christians that live here in the valley, that live in other parts of Arizona. We even have people come from California, New Mexico. It's amazing, man. And so the food is crazy good. We do some activities. There's a big giant swing. There's hiking. It's a retreat. It's a good time.
And it's for a whole weekend?
It's for a whole weekend, 3 days.
So for parents that's listening to this right now and want to get their young adults, what's the age limit?
So the ages are 18 to 35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so young adults. And so we kind of stretched the age to 30, 35.
Okay.
As some of our staff got a little older, we had to, you know, stretch the age a little bit. But it's a good time, man. We have people there. You know, some people are really strong in their faith. Other people, you know, may just be being introduced to Jesus at the retreat. But it is an amazing time, and we look forward to it every
year. So if people want to register, how would they register?
So all they need to do is go to the website, elevateinternational.org, and just click on registration. Registration is open. It is a cost of $175 right now. It will go up as time goes on. But registration is open. They can hit the website and register right there.
But see, it's November right now, and this is a great time if the parents are thinking about getting their young adult something for Christmas.
Exactly.
Get them a ticket for that.
Exactly.
You know, because like you said, 18 to 35, they have chaperones, you have the whole nine.
Right.
But like you said, it's churches, all cultures, all backgrounds.
Right. Everybody's there. We have, you know, people from Asian descent, Hispanic descent, black, white.
We have speakers throughout.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's going to be an amazing time. The worship is just crazy. There's been times up there, man, where the worship service ends at 10, but right. We're still in there in the presence of the Lord till like midnight.
That's, you know, powerful. So, and how do you get the word out? How do other churches know and faith-based organizations? Does it have to be only church?
No, we, you know, if you want to come and have a good time with some young adults, just come. You know
there
what
you
I mean?
Go.
Just come.
Some good, clean fun. Some
exactly.
Good, you know?
It's like some fun that you can remember the next morning.
That's right. That's what I appreciate. And then also I've seen on your website, you provide services for families.
Mm-hmm.
Unpack that a little bit.
So our family services are mainly geared around our Dad Zone program. Which is geared to promote healthy relationships between dads and their kids. And then obviously everything else that we do, we try to build up the youth so that they go back into the family with some structure, with some insight and things of that nature. And so as we do our Dad Zone event, you know, we're just really trying to address that issue of fatherlessness that has plagued our community for so long. And then we also have a program called I Do, which promotes healthy marriage. You know, we want married couples to thrive in marriage, to understand, you know, their obligation in marriage, for men to understand that their duty is to love their wife like Christ loved the church. You know what I mean?
Is that a workshop? Is it a training? Share a little bit about that. You know, perk some ears. Well, we cover a lot of marital relationships on the show, so
right.
Unpack that.
Well, it's I guess it would be classified more so as a support group, and there is a curriculum that they go through. And so what that looks like, if you go to an I Do event, like, for instance, 1 month they all went to the shooting range, you know, and the husbands and wives went and shotgunned, some of them for the first time, obviously. And then they'll, you know, they'll have a meal, and then they'll just sit around and talk about just some things that are going on in marriages. You know, everybody's experience. Hey, what did you do to get past this financial impasse? Or what did you do when your teenager was acting up and things of that nature? And so it's a give and take, a lot of support. And then, you know, there's a curriculum, too, to just help build that union between married couples.
And then you have a community and leadership.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, so we have a few things that we do in the community, and that's my primary role. And I'm just trying to get out in the community and partner with schools, partner with, you know, YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, things of that nature. Wherever young people are, that's where we want to be, you know. Okay. And so we've just this year, we've started a school of business and entrepreneurship. Mm. And so we have some young people that, you know, that have interest in starting their own business, that are, you know, pretty financially savvy. And so we have some people that came from some training from Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And so they actually come in and train our young people on commodities and, you know, how to budget and how to invest and what kind of stocks to look for.
And all this is on your website?
It's all on the website.
Hey, what's your website again?
ElevateInternational.org.
Now, we was talking before the show, you are a nonprofit.
Correct.
You know, the young adults event that's coming up in March is $175 per person?
That's correct.
How can someone help the Elevate International movement? They can they sponsor a young person? Can they donate? What do you need?
We need all the help we can get. Uh-huh. On the website, there is an opportunity to donate. You can also call our office at 480-719-9411. And we, you know, we take all kind of donations. We love it when people call in and say, hey, I live out of the state or out of the country, yeah. But hey, I want to support three young people. You know, how do I go about doing that? And we can definitely point you in the right direction.
Right, and it's all tax deductible.
Exactly.
And what I love about the Father Matters Show listeners, who are the greatest listeners in the world, we got listeners all over the country.
Awesome.
You know, and we got listeners that are willing to just step up, stay up, and show up and say, hey, that may not be in my town, but let me help a child or a kid or a teen in another town. But let me ask you this. Is Elevate International open to go to other cities around the country to maybe start it? Elevate International or train some churches? Because we get a lot of emails and calls. Hey, that person you had on there, are they willing to come? Are you guys open to that?
We are definitely open to that. Right now we're in a phase where we want to really solidify some of the stuff, because we got some new programs. So we really want to solidify that and, you know, kind of perfect some things in some areas. But we are definitely interested in helping people that, you know, maybe here in the Valley or in other parts of the country or whatever the case may be. Because the thing is, you know, you can never measure the investment in a young person.
That's
so
right.
If that's a conversation or us doing a workshop to help somebody else strategize and be more effective in reaching young people, then we definitely see it as worth our time.
Jerome, give me every and all avenues. How can our listeners learn more about Elevate International or get in touch with you direct if they're interested for you to come to their city or whatever? How can people get in touch with you?
Well, first of all, you want to hit the website, ElevateInternational.org. You can call us at 480-719-9411. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, ElevateINT. Is the handle for all three, Elevate INT. And we'd be glad to hear from you and see what we can do to continue to elevate this generation.
Thank you for being on the show, my man.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.